Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Well, Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Found out yesterday, as a matter of fact, Sharing Change has now donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. We've been telling you for a year or so that it's been over $11 million. Quite a bit of growth in Sharing Change. You can find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. We're actually going to talk a little bit about money and maybe a way to save money. And it's not too early to talk about taxes, I say out of the side of my mouth. But we have joining us from the United Way of South Central Tennessee, Ashley Wenzel is here, VP of Development and Programs, and we get to break in a newbie today. I always love these days, but we're talking tax season, really, already?
We are. You know what? It's always, Brian, tax season, yeah. Honestly, whether that's for us at United Way and prepping and or in the actual season, even for an individual. If it may not be time to prep taxes, but we should always be prepared for that, especially with a lot of the changes in the W-4s and all the different credits and things that are available to folks. So we're really, everyone is always in tax season.
Yeah, this last tax season, it got extended, so it even went longer. So.
Yes. Usually we present all of our numbers and outcomes about 2 months ago with you, and I think we came here and shared about something else because we had that extension because Tennessee was one of the states that was approved because of our natural disasters. And so we did finally wrap up with our extension and have some really great numbers to share last year. And just Rutherford, Cannon, Bedford, and Lincoln. So we were only in the four counties because we took over the other three at the tail end way after planning season for Vida. And so just in those four counties, our team prepared more than 2,400 tax returns for individuals, which is a savings of about $750,000 from those folks that would have had to pay at an HR or a TurboTax and whatnot. And that put over, I even brought a lot of numbers today, but $2.4 million back into the hands of folks in our community that they could go and,
it's wild.
And use. So it's a really great program. A lot of volunteers. I know we talked a lot about how in the previous year, even before that, we had 23 volunteers. We had to double that and had 55 volunteers to be able to do that. You know, our team administrates everything, but without those volunteers, and Haley's going to talk about that in a little bit, we would not be able to do this program. Our volunteers put in just under 3,000 hours to be able to prepare these taxes, and not everyone's a preparer, but every job counts with our VITA program.
Well, do you have anything you want to say about Haley before I turn her mic on? I mean, is there anything we need to know about Haley?
She's amazing.
Amazing.
She is my partner in crime in the programming side over there at United Way. So it's great to have her here today.
Yeah.
She's going to share more about volunteers and how to get connected. It's really neat. I wanted to share overall, just in the past 7 years, United Way has saved folks and put just over $11 million back into the hands. But we're just so grateful because, again, we could not do that without the very strong volunteers in the community that we have.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Haley Vaughn is the Assistant Director of Economic Mobility. So, well, first of all, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So, tell me a little bit about Haley first.
Sure. Yeah. So, I am on the program side. Like Ashley said, we are partners in crime. And especially with her recent promotion, we are really connecting the dots between our programs and development. So, I oversee the Launch Point program, fatherhood side of things, and then also now the VITA program. And so with the VITA program, we know it's volunteer season. We're doing a lot of volunteer outreach, and we know that volunteers are truly the backbone of this initiative. So whether, you know, you want to do tax prep or if you just want to do greeting intake, everyone is welcome. We'll find a place for every volunteer to fit in. And so that the easiest way would be to go onto our website if, you know, you're interested in volunteering, or to reach out to our VITA coordinator, which is not here with us today, but her name is Shannon Bauer. And so her email we will post in the notes, I guess, but it's shannon.bauer@yourlocaluw.org.
We'll find
whatever you guys want to do. Tax prep. This is in all 7 of our counties. We are doing this outreach. So just looking for those outreach events that we'll have, or filling out that tax interest form. volunteer interest form on our website.
Are you related to any of the infamous Vaughns around Rutherford County?
I'm not. I'm not from here. I'm from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, originally. So
I could tell in your voice.
Lots of Vaughns here, though, too.
Lawrenceburg has its own dialect, I think.
Yes, I've heard that many times, especially since I moved up here. It's been 6 years, so you'd think I would adjust a little bit. But every time I go to speak at something, everyone is like, "Where are you from?"
Yeah. Do they ask if you rode in with a horse and buggy or anything
like that? Sometimes, you know.
So, our guests today from the United Way, Ashley Wentzel and Haley Vaughn. So, Ashley, first of all, tell me a little bit about this promotion there.
Promotion, yes. So originally I was the director of economic mobility, which you know, and oversaw the programs that we have for our Alice family. So asset limited, income constrained, and employed, kind of the targeted focus that United Way ourselves is trying to fill the gaps on. And then the promotion, I'm still overseeing programs, but Haley will step up and really be the one to drive those programs, both VITA, LaunchPoint, and our fatherhood program that we'll talk about if we get time. And then I will also be overseeing our development staff. So, and they're very interrelated, honestly. As we extend into our seven counties, it's really important that our development team and our programming teams work closely together. And so it has just been perfect timing for us to do that as we move into our other counties. So,
and this will be the first big year of that. And I can remember when VITA started and Debbie Curtis was, trying to handle all of it now. So there's a lot of support. It's definitely grown. I think she did a wonderful job.
She did. We miss her. Yeah. Well, she's still around.
Yeah.
She's still going to volunteer with VITA. And I think that really says something.
Sure does.
To Debbie. So,
yeah. But she's a part of that, a big part of that $11 million staying right here.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the volunteer opportunities, because I think when you say VITA, volunteer income tax assistance, your mind immediately goes to, well, I have to be, a math wizard, and I'm not. So that's a big key. You can volunteer even if not being a good person with numbers. Right.
Yeah.
So we are always looking for tax preparers, and all of our volunteers are IRS trained, but we are always looking for greeters intake. So that can be even translators at these sites. Everyone can find a place to fit in from greeting people at the door, helping them to collect their documents, which we will share a little bit about looking for collecting those documents on our website. But there is really a place for anyone who wants to volunteer, whether you are a math wizard or if you are just on the side of, hey, I want to volunteer. I'm in one of these seven county service areas. So,
fairly easy with the software, I would think. I mean, it's not like you've got a calculator and a pencil in your ear.
Right. No. And I don't want to discredit how complicated it can sometimes be, but we do make it very easy for our volunteers. And it's harder to talk about now, is because if we shared all of our different outreach, and kind of our interest events that we're having for VITA volunteers, it would be cumbersome. And so we'll post those in the links. But we do make it very easy for them. We have trainings at each of the counties to help walk them. Like, they literally come on site and learn and get certified while they're there with us. And we feed them and all kinds of things. So we really set them up for success. And to speak a little bit more about our VITA volunteers, what I love about it is it's a great thing for job skill ability and things like that. I mean, folks, once they get their certification, they can now, someone who maybe never had experience with lots of things can put on their resume that they have now experience preparing taxes. And we're working very closely with the colleges as well. So like Haley said, whether you're here to be a tax preparer and go through that training, or you just want to be a greeter, we also, and I'll talk a little bit about our sites, because we will have sites, primary sites, especially here in Rutherford County and Cannon, like we have in the past and adding more. But we used to have pop-ups at the colleges, and it was just not a lot of those students were still coming to our other sites because availability. And so we're going to keep our primary sites, but we still need people to even be at the colleges doing outreach to say, hey, now United Way is over at Patterson Park or the Smyrna Annex. So there's a lot of different roles that folks can have.
Oh, I would like to make sure that we understand that this is for anyone that's listening to this. So if you live in the north end of Rutherford County, Smyrna Laverne, for our friends in that neck of the woods, Smyrna Town Hall is, I mean, it's a very busy site for you guys.
Yes.
So there are opportunities there to volunteer. So what did you say you wanted to kind of piggyback on, volunteers or the areas, or I can't remember now?
Oh, just that we will have sites in all of our counties this
year.
Okay. Yeah. And so those will be posted and shared in dates that folks can make. It'll still be appointments, and we encourage appointments, obviously. We want to be able to serve you best and make sure we have capacity when you walk in. Yeah. But we also accept walk-ins, and a lot of times we don't have to turn anyone away, which is great. But just all of that will be posted for the county. What's really cool is our United Way's 211 service this year is going to manage all appointments. And so when that individual calls, because we have a lot of people, believe it or not, come from Nashville, and our NAFI partner out in Nashville has sites there. And so now when they call 211, they'll be able to say, hey, you've got a location right here or there. And I think it will also help our residents here get connected with what site is best for them. Because we'll still, like I said, we'll have a Patterson Park will be our primary site. That will start February 1st. And then we'll have the Smyrna Town Hall. And then we are hoping to, and can't announce this, but have another primary site here in Murfreesboro. And we should know soon, that's more accommodating for seniors. Because Patterson Park's a great partner. We're so appreciative to them. We've had them for 10 years. But it's really hard to be a senior and park in that parking lot and then get in. And then unfortunately, the only space that Patterson has for us is in the very back. So we've been trying to find a way to partner with some of our other sites to be able to provide that for them. So.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, if I were in Nashville, I'd want to come to Murfreesboro too. But, you know.
We do have a really great team.
Yeah, of course. So. Of course. So, I mean, and that says a lot about that team. As well. So anything else what else do we need to share here about VITA Haley, is there anything else that we need to pass along about this opportunity?
I would just say the easiest way, you know, getting connected if you are interested, even if you're not sure what you would like to do yet, you can visit our website. It's yourlocaluw.org/VITA. And you can fill out a volunteer interest form there. Or like I said, reach out to our VITA coordinator. She's amazing and would love to help connect you to what you might be best at doing volunteer wise. So that's shannon.bauer@yourlocaluw.org.
And there's some really good information on the VITA side of things too, in terms of what kind of paperwork you need to bring along. And, you know, maybe your source of income is door dashing or, you know, delivering Uber Eats and things like that.
Yes, so. We are very big. That was one of the things that I really wanted to focus on when I started really implementing a lot of the educational pieces in VITA with the community, because being on site and watching someone who is really struggling to make ends meet, who then started doing some type of independent work, right? Independent contracting, because that's what the Uber Eats and the Lyfts and all that are, is doing that to supplement, to survive, and then gets there and did not know that they need to record all of these expenses and things and end up owing thousands of dollars. And it's really hard to watch that. And so we really jumped on that and started on our pages and on our social media. We're sharing lots of education on whether it be tax credits for students or just how you manage that, or if you are an independent contractor, be prepared and manage, you know, track your expenses so that you don't have that shock.
Well, you mentioned something earlier that if we had time to come back and talk about, did we touch on that already?
How much time do we have right now?
Well, I could give you a couple of minutes here for sure, but it was about a different program, but.
Yes. So our fatherhood program has kicked off. We were one of five regions who was awarded the Commissioner Carter's initiative for and through DHS for really finding programs that were serving our fathers and our men in the community. And so that has recently been launched. We have already started having clients get registered. And so that's very exciting. I'll let Haley touch more on that because that is one of her programs that she oversees. So.
Yeah. So one of the really cool things about fatherhood is that it is a lot under the Launch Point initiative, which if you remember 2 years ago, we came to share about that. And it was really just getting off the ground at that point. So it is a really robust program that we've built to serve these fathers, especially right now, single fathers or two parent households. And it's a two generational program. So we really look at the whole family, kids included, parents, and any barriers that they're having to obtaining or maintaining their employment. And so we provide them with success coaching for up to 18 months, as well as financial coaching to help them become financially stable. So,
very good. So information's on the website, I'm sure.
Yes, on the website will probably be the easiest way. Like Ashley said, we have launched this as of today. We've enrolled our first family. So we are up and going. The easiest way to refer is through the website /launchpoint, and you can fill out all of your information there, and we will reach out to do a pre-screen.
Very nice.
For eligibility.
And there's two components to the fatherhood. We've already kicked off. There will be a community-based father support. So fathers that just in general want to come, it will be open to the public. We had our first one at Life Point Church a few weeks ago. It was incredible. And then we'll have more of those. And so those things will be shared through social media on our website when those open fatherhood events are. And then just those fathers that come through that we're realizing, hey, they really need some wraparound support, would be the individuals that Haley's talking about that would be enrolled in our Launch Point program.
Very good. Well, a lot of great information here today. And I'm going to make sure that we get on the website Shannon's email address too, and put the link to the Vita page and all that kind of thing for you. So very good. Thanks for coming in.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Brian.
It's been fun. We'll do it again soon. Our friends from the United Way of South Central Tennessee, Ashley Winsel, the VP of Development and Programs, and Haley Vaughn, Assistant Director of Economic Mobility, joining us here on the show today. Thank you so very much for being a part of the program. We'll see you back here next time.